around the world. Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And this is Jangle Heaven. Starting off with some Kate Bush. That was Cloud Busting. I've unfortunately had to miss the past few weeks of the show. I was sick the first weekend, and then I had some work conflict the next week. But I'm happy to be back here. And excited to play the music I've been listening to lately. I've had a while to sort of put some new things on, and, well, not all too different, but, yeah, I'm excited to share it with you. So, Cloud Busting by Kate Bush, and we're going to go to a song by Pulp. This is The Trees. That was not The Trees. That was, I don't know what that was playing from. That was Since Yesterday. I think that must have been on shuffle in my library or something. Back on the playlist, this is The Trees.
Skin so pale against the Thank you.
That was Yes by McAlmont and Butler. And before that, you heard Fool's Gold by the Stone Roses and The Trees by Pulp. That's, in terms of number of songs, one of the shorter sets I have done on here recently. But, you know, each of those was a pretty long song. So I can talk about them a bit. That song, Yes, was pretty much the only hit by McAlmont and Butler, which was this sort of pop duo between David McAlmont, who I don't know, he was sort of like a, well, I guess he played with Morrissey at one point, and he, you know, had played on other people's records and things, and then Bernard Butler, who was the first guitarist for Suede and responsible for writing most of, I think, the music on their first two albums, their self-titled debut and Dogman Star, which I will play a song from later. Yeah, I don't know. Their stuff, it reminds me of, you know, it's sort of got, like, pop soul influences and Style Council, that sort of thing. That's sort of the British pop soul stuff. But also has a Britpop guitarist, which is fun. Fool's Gold, Stone Roses, breaks, not really breaks, just the hip-hop drums. It's a fun song. And The Trees from We Love Life, which I've been trying to get into. Sort of the last Pulp album, I think, ever? Yeah, it must be 2002. Yeah. Well, anyway, we can move on now to another longer song, but something that I thought of listening to. Yes, this is Loaded by Primal Scream.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Just what is it that you want to do?
I'm gonna get deep down, deep down. I said, I'm gonna get deep down, deep down. Woo, hey!
What is it that you want to do?
We want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time.
I'm sure.
Only Love Can Break Your Heart, Saint Etienne. I had it turned up all the way in here and sounded great on these speakers. Before that was Ode by CCFX, which is somewhat of a super group out of Olympia, Washington, actually. It's so it's a synth-pop duo, CC Dust, collaborating with the post-punk group TransFX. I don't know how many people are in the group total. I mean, it must be a lot at that point. Maybe, you know, at least six. Sadly, they only put out this EP in 2017, and then they followed it up with a remixes EP, but as far as I can tell, there's no news about any future collaboration, which is too bad, because I actually really love the EP. And then before that, we had Beat Surrender, one of those late jam songs that's very pop soul. And before that, well, Loaded. Actually, I think that was, yeah, I think that started the set, which is a classic. So let's see if you find a PSA. This one's right here on top. I don't think I've read it before on the show, so it's a good opportunity. This is the Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community radio. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now you're listening to Oasis.
We'll be right back. Time, it's a satellite time.